first ever stage winner of this race? How does that feel, Emma?
Oh, it feels great. Yeah, as I said yesterday, I really want to. Haven't got really much good memories from racing in England, so I think I made a good memory today. I'm really pleased with that.
You have had a real ding-dong battle with Dizzy this year. Obviously, there was Henry's Blad, there was Pinder, and then there was Flanders as well. You're having a real kind of tussle with her this season. How are you thriving on that? Do you enjoy that type of head-to-head conflict?
Yeah, like obviously, I think like in the Ronde van Vlaanderen, for example, Lizzie, she had a strong car with Ellen being up the road, which makes it not really a battle because she can just sit on and easily get second in the sprint coming in for the second place. But no, it's like it's really nice to see so many good riders being out there, and I think it's to win a bike race these days is not easy. You need to fight really hard and all the way into the finish and. Teams are riding really tactical and are also very strong, and they have more than just one card to play, which makes it very interesting. And yeah.
Can you talk us through the finish? Lizzie said that she may have gone a little bit too early again.
Yeah, she got a bit excited, maybe a bit too excited. Yeah, no, I think she went with like 450 or something to go, and obviously it was a headwind as well, and with that drag and yeah, and I was in her wheel, and then Marianne came and went, and I just went in the drag from Marianne, and then I could pass Marianne in then. So I think it was a long way, like it was a long sprint with a headwind and the fact that it was actually going up as well.
Were you marking her on the closing kilometres then?
Who?
Lizzie.
I know Lizzie's I know, like obviously it's a race in England, it's very important for her, and it's very important for all the teams that are here, and everybody wants to win, but I knew that she was going to be one rider that's going to be up there, and the same with Marianne, and so those two were the ones that I knew, like obviously if they go in the sprint you need to be there, and yeah.
And how did the crowds here compared to other races you've raced in
the world? Oh, it's been crazy, like I actually get a bit scared when they're like shouting, because you're not used to it, and suddenly you think maybe it's a crash or something going on, but it's actually just a crowd shouting on. And it's been so many, we passed quite a lot of schools as well, where school kids have been out, so it's been really cool along the course. It's been really, yeah, nice.
How does it compare to other races? Is that as good as anything you've seen in this year so far?
Yeah, like obviously we've done some, the World Cups that we do in Belgium, I love those as well. It's a bit like because we race on the same day as the men's as well, like the Ronde van Vlaanderen and Flèche Wallonne are two amazing races because we get the same crowd, and yeah, I think it's not like obviously coming in for the finish and some parts around the circuit has been really busy and really good, so yeah.